Well, good evening. Good evening. We haven't seen you for a while. And you look better. You look better. All right, this is the what? This is the 19th of March, A.D. 13. St. Hill Special Breathing Course Lecture. Well, I'm glad you're here. And in the old days, it was much tougher at St. Hill. The new star rating system on bulletins, tapes, and so forth will make an enormous difference because it takes off the equalized importance of all books and tapes, permits you to get through many more tapes and bulletins and acquaint yourself with material that you might not get acquainted with, and puts the stress and emphasis on exactly the material which you are using. And you will find that is very handy. So we expect all these new students, we expect all of you new students to get up into Z unit at the end of about the fifth week and quickly bypass the remainder of those who are now in V and X units. And Y, yes. You'll do that for me, will you? All right. Now, the lecture this evening has to do with how to find goals. I think you'll find that's a very important lecture. How to find goals. But before we go into that, I would like to give you a little brief rundown on what's happened in clearing. I just had a telex from London. Ray's holding a fort. She only has one class four, I think, at the moment. And she's having a terrible time because people are finding goals and items in an awful rush. And they had one girl who has been stuck at 5 TA, and there had been telexes back and forth between me and London concerning this girl, and so on. They finally found her goal. So that's the end of that, and so on. Actually, nothing worked on her, you know. 212 didn't work. Nothing worked. Real sad tomato the whole way. Well, they found her goal. Well, anyway, Ray is in bad trouble because she's so much on the qui vive, checking out other people's goals, and there's several people right on the verge of first goal clear, you see, and she's keeping an eye on these people and so forth, and she's got supervisor itis, and she hasn't had any time to worry about her own case or get any auditing on it, and this is bothering her considerably. And this state of affairs, actually, is happening in a great many places. South Africa doesn't seem to be worried about clears at the present time. But South Africa. Melbourne. Melbourne is having a spate of enthusiasm here on the subject of clearing. Also Sydney and also Perth. And they're being just a little bit enthusiastic. Every once in a while, one of you guys out in Z or something, we've just blown Joe's second goal. You haven't even found all the items in the first goal, you see. We've just blown the second goal. Mary Sue gets one about every 3 or 4 days. Dear Mary Sue, we have just blown my second goal. The auditor found it at Rocket Red twice and so forth, and then it blew. So that's my second goal. Well, it isn't done that way. If you can't present a line plot that looks like the March 13th line plot to accompany each goal blown, it hasn't blown. A line plot just like that, by the way. The items can have different names. We'll permit that. They can be different goals. But don't you vary from that line plot. So we take these two goals things with a bit of reservation. You understand? We take that with a bit of reservation. But nevertheless, we have to congratulate them. Actually, what happened is we finished training up Ross Turnbull, and Denny was already holding the fort out there, and Ross Turnbull has been straightening up things in Melbourne very nicely and doing a beautiful job, and he went up to Sydney, and all in the space of about an hour and a half or something like that, found about 40 or 50 items, goals, got all kinds of people auditing. It was the most fantastic record you ever saw. I mean, an hour and a half, no, it was several days, but he really did a job, see? And that's the immediate result of that. Pretty good, huh? Melbourne HGC PCs. Now, they have a new idea in Melbourne. They have a new idea in Melbourne. I want to call to your attention. They're starting to give good auditing on clearing to HGC PCs, and I would like to recommend this as a new and novel policy. Well, allowing for the fact they haven't even found all the items in the first GPM, we know they're doing it right, because we trained Ross up pretty well. So there you are. There you are. What do you got to say about that, huh? I think that's a good send-off down there. In view of the fact that they've just had a lot of upsets and troubles of one kind or another, why, to get technical up like that, that would took quite a lot of doing. And now, of course, we're changing academy programs so that with this new bulletin rating system works in these academy programs similarly to St. Hill. They'll be graduating students around there. Next thing you know, clearing's going to be a great reality. You know, this is the dark time for Scientology, actually. You probably don't recognize that because it all looks bright from where you sit. But as we go forward, the mere fact of having made the grade puts in a stable datum that causes a tremendous amount of confusion. There's the foolish Drug Administration in Washington, D.C., knocking the spots off of all Scientology in the United States. They've even stolen our last ability out of the mails in the post office and copied the names and addresses off of it. Interesting, isn't it? Something like that. And then their FDA agents, at vast expense, are going all over the country, visiting all Scientologists in the country, asking them to make incriminating statements about the amount of polio money that they get. You know, of course, we don't do any of these things, so it must be very disheartening to them. But I think they can probably invent enough to cause us trouble. In Australia, our firm of solicitors in Australia, Ryla and Ryla, because you don't dare mention solicitors' names, you know, implicating, you know, slander, that sort of thing. Anyway, this firm, Ryla and Ryla, who are related to the Attorney General of Victoria, failed to ask for an extension for the filing of Hazy Limited. Understand, limited, Hazy Limited, no, it is not in business in Australia, and actually isn't in business in active trading in other parts of the world, to amount to anything. And they're supposed to ask for an extension. And this accountants, our accountants down there told them to ask for an extension. And they didn't do it. And now they've resigned off the case because we're going to be sued for not having asked for an extension. I think that stinks. They'll be sued, of course. But that permits the newspapers to come out, Hazy, a big swindle. It's nonsense. Of course, we sue the newspapers. Here, stateside, in the States, we've got plenty of suits coming straight up against papers and that sort of thing. We're in for a fight. But the main thing that's wrong is Scientologists are being hit individually. Not anything happening to them. They're just being questioned and mauled around. And, of course, one doesn't really care to associate with a government investigator. I mean, you know, smell, you know, and so forth. And the difficulty with this whole thing, it's commotion. This commotion doesn't mean any real trouble in Australia. I mean, what can they do in the final analysis? They could fine Hazy or something like that, Hazy Limited. It isn't even trading in Australia. It hasn't committed any crime. We haven't done any of the things that the Food and Drug Administration of the United States says we've done, you see. They are actually doing us a big favor, but because they are suing us for things they can't prove. Now, the Food and Drug Administration can lose suits. That's interesting, too. They just lost one in Florida in a federal court, which had been 2 years in length, and it was a food against dextrose sugar. and Dextra had claimed that sugar contains vitamins which act as a food supplement. And the Food and Drug Administration sued them. And that's been going forward for 2 years, and all this sugar is still seized, was still seized in warehouses. And finally, the judge says, you guys are nuts, you know. He said it in some legal language or another, but in essence, he said, you guys are nuts, and gave Dextra back its sugar, and that was the end of that. In other words, FDA can lose in a federal court. Now, that suit that they brought was far more convincing than the suit they brought against us. We're very, very active about this, and we're going to have a few heads. But understand me, at this time, just at the time clearing, actual clearing has emerged on Earth, after having been cited diffidently 2,500 years ago. First time, why, here's all this organizational commotion going on. Some of the principals involved, like Denny Gojali, blames himself for not having run out items out of his bank, which he found, which made him wide open for motivators of being sued. Well, that's all right. You needn't blame yourself for it. We've all got these things. The sooner we get rid of them, the less motivators we're going to collect, that's for sure. But look, here's the technology. The organizations are still there. Excellence of technology and clearing people and getting right down to it and really doing a fine technical job is the only thing that's going to beat this rap, because you think that's just two activities going on in the world. Don't you think there will be others? Yes, indeed there will be others. And we had better be strong enough and good enough to meet them. Therefore, our technical has got to be up, and our technical is our only saving grace, and that's the only thing that'll save our bacon. And we're running a race right now between the commotion and interbulation which can be generated in a highly psychotic world. And, of course, both of these suits in Australia and the United States are suits brought by psychotics. I say that advisedly, because they aren't even at the firm that is doing the business. How much more psychotic can you be in that? They're going to squash Scientology by suing some Scientology organization or issuing warrants against one which doesn't exist. That's just one of the things. But look, if we don't get ahead technically, and if we don't just get right down to it, and every PC we are, audit, bang, 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 clear them. No nonsense about this. Just clear them. Why, this in turbulence that we generate by putting this stable datum in the world could actually swamp us. I say that advisedly. These are actually the dark days of Scientology. I see them from where I sit. You don't see them from where you sit. If you did, every session you gave would not be some session wherein you hoped Ron was right or that 3M worked. It'd be a session for blood, man. If we don't operate in that operating climate, we can be heard of no more. This is touch and go. All right, so it's very appropriate in that atmosphere. Don't let me worry you. Don't let me worry you. But don't sit around so darn complacent about the whole thing, and when you give somebody a session, you don't get any win for the PC, and he's not any closer to clear by the end of that session. Realize you're playing with fire. I don't care what PC it is or why you're auditing the PC. That PC is no closer to clearing at the end of that session than at the beginning. You're playing with fire. You haven't got that time to burn, that's all. You just haven't got that time to burn. Next time you sit down in front of a PC here in course, do the usual in the direction of clear. Things happen in your sessions. Your auditor does an RI oppose list. And he gets to a flat spot. He's got 25 items. No RR. He got no tone arm action. Nothing. He goes back. He takes an RS and starts knulling forward and doesn't bother to do anything, goes right over this flat spot and nulls on down into the rest of the list, this with 3M. Oh, for God's sakes. Let's take the next to the last RR on the list and walk forward from there. I mean, down the list from there. And if we haven't found a DR that we can drill, that we can put the big midroots on and get to fire, there's something on that list firing because the list RR'd. And if we haven't found a dirty needle or something that we can get to fire in just those few short items, we're wasting time. The way you people overlist these days, what are you doing? What are you doing? Do you know how long a 3M list is? Huh? Do you know really how long a 3M list should be? Oh, about absolute outside. About, this is not a source list because you only do one of those on a case and that can be 19, 20 pages. Your ordinary 3M list. Something on the order of 60 items, 50 items. What you doing, man? There's a little short list, and bang, there it is. And what's the matter with you that you keep going by items? Do you realize that you take a terminal, you're trying to find the op term, you overlist from that terminal, you not only go past the op term, you go into the next terminal and can go into the next op term and can go into the next terminal. Do you realize that? Well, what have you done? You've just lost about 4 items for the PC just like that. What are you doing all this overlisting stuff for? It's nonsense, you know? Nonsense. Bypassed items? You won't clear any PC that way. You're just there to find items. You get down to your fundamentals, and you find out your fundamentals are very simple. There's nothing much to these fundamentals. They're very simple. You're supposed to sit there and do a list, and when you see the meter, rocket read, or RS, when the PC says an item, you mark the item, and you go down here. Actually, what you're trying to do is get the read off the question you're answering the PC and get the item you want on the list. That's what you're trying to do. You make me give you all sorts of mechanical rules by which to do this, but in essence, that's all you're trying to do. You're trying to list something down long enough so there's no read left on the question, who or what would oppose a screamer, or who or what would a screamer oppose, using that line plot. And you're just listing until there's no read left on that question, and until you've got an item that reads. And do you know that by the time you get to the third bank, that can be as few as 4 or 5 items? What are you doing with these 50-page lists, man? What are you trying to do? That's incredible. Get on the ball. Use some of your native initiative. What are you trying to do? You've got a question here, and you're just trying to list this question down until you get an item on that list. That's all you're trying to do. You're trying to list the question until it doesn't read. That it stops reading is no guarantee you've got the item on the list, because it may take you 3 or 4 more items before it goes down. And you're not trying to bypass op term. You find a terminal on a list on which you're supposed to get an op term. Do you know that the op term is on that list? You've just gone by it. You got to go back and pick it up. It's an RR item earlier on the list. It'll only tick now. You've got to tiger drill it. You've got to get the big midroots in on the thing. And it'll fire again. What are you doing losing the PC's items for them? It's overlisting. You're just going down the line. 50 pages, 100 pages, 1,000 pages. So what are you trying to do? I don't know what you're trying to do. Actually, all you're supposed to do is find the exact pattern of items that I gave you in HCOB March the 13th. Now, how do you go about doing that? Well, you better go about doing that the simplest way you can to do that, and do it the most accurately you can. But get on the ball, man. I admit that it was a patch-up of a bank, but the other evening, Susie found, in a 5.5-hour session, 19 items. That's interesting, isn't it? Well, what you doing? One item per week. Now look, an item is a 35-minute proposition. But I'm not berating you on the subject of items, and I've given you a lot of preliminary this lecture, and you're probably all hanging on the rails how to find goals. I've had a remarkable breakthrough here on the subject of finding goals. Now, there is the tough area. That's the rough one, finding somebody's goal. Because it's absolute necessity that you find this person's goal. You've got to find this person's goal. There's no monkey business about this. You can't go on finding items without finding somebody's goal. You're going to shut off his RR and RS. So I've been working on how to find goals. It's very easy to find goals. But after you found goals, after you found somebody's goal, it is no trick to clearing. Hey, remember that squirrel process that we had to talk to you about in Washington, you know? Little girl was okay, that's perfectly all right to use initiative on that line. Show you where these things wind up. It took 30 hours to patch up the case she cleared in 7.5 hours. I think that was pretty good. They found the rest of the items and straightened it up. She'd done a key out on these things. So you can do foolish things with this, but only when you're trying to shortcut and monkey up the basics and fundamentals of what you're trying to do. Now, finding goals is the first step of 3M. And your next step, of course, is simply finding the items in the GPM and getting those all listed up. And the only way you're missing doing that is by overlisting. A year and a half ago, we beat everybody over the head consistently and continually because they all was underlisted. They'd have 12 items on the list, and 3D crisscross, they did nothing but underlist. See? And we beat everybody over the head for underlisting and screamed at them and so forth and gave infractions and raised the devil, and now all they can do is turn us in 100-page lists. I think maybe we trained everybody too well. Something on that order. But the truth of the matter is, what does clearing consist of? It consists of finding a goal and listing it out to get the items in 3M. Oh, yeah, it's not easy. But it is just an action, and if you get grip what you're trying to do, you'll do it fairly rapidly. But if you don't get a grip on what you're trying to do, you're not going to do it rapidly. Now, your biggest barrier has been in finding goals. That's the biggest barrier, and will continue to be the biggest and hardest job. But people can find goals. People have consistently been finding goals for a long period of time. Now it's become absolutely vital that we find goals rather fast, and I've been studying this very hard. I've been trying to get a bulletin out on it for the last few days, and it's so easily and quickly said, however, that I'm sort of defeated in getting this bulletin out. I try to list all the number of ways of finding goals and all that sort of thing. Seems rather arduous, and I don't want to get out a goals bulletin that just gives us this one little piece of information. I'd like to get out a more embracing bulletin. But the truth of the matter is, goals is just another specialized method of listing. Now, that's all it is. And it's listing against a certain result. And goals listing is far, far, far more difficult than listing items out of a GPM. That's simple. There's nothing to it, unless the auditor is just totally knuckle-headed and hasn't a clue what he's doing. Goals, though, this is something else. This is something else. We've had various methods of goals listing. One of the most easy and certain ways we had in the past to find a goal was in 3GA, 3GA goal methods. There we did something like, who or what have you detested, got a list, did a represent of the resulting item, and listed goals against that. That was more complicated than we needed, by the way. All you had to do was say, who or what have you detested, and do a list and list goals against the resulting item. It was quite interesting to do this. Well, that was one of the soundest methods, but people have trouble finding rock slams and so forth on some cases, and on some cases the goal, the RS and RR have already been shut off, so that method is not particularly open, so it is in many cases limited. So how do you go about finding somebody's goal? That's the main trouble. Now, you're making trouble out of finding items in the GPM. You can make lots of trouble out of finding goals because it's an infinitely harder operation. More difficult. It's tough. And the penalty for running a wrong goal is fry your scalp. Not my penalty. It's what'll happen to the PC if you run the wrong goal on it. So this is very important technology. Now, you've gotten your bulletins and things, almost anything you need to... Well, you've got anything you need now to run with the issuance of the last bulletins, to run 3M flawlessly, making no mistakes. Yeah, this is easy. I can tell you how to clean up a GPM after you found the items in it and how to patch it up and missing items and do various things like this and how to run clear tests and all various things like this. But the technology's been released now. Well, this isn't true of goals. Now, you can learn to do that listing after you've got the goal, but remember, everything depends on the goal. So you better straighten yourself up on the subject of listing and get so that you can list just like that, man, and just get the item, bang, you know, and know that's it, and fill in your line plot, and bzz, 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 bang, 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 that's the end of that GPM. That's easy. Why? You have a guide. You have a guide, and that guide is a goal. You know exactly where you're going. Oddly enough, you only run into trouble when you run over the bottom border of the GPM into the next GPM. As soon as you run over the border into the next GPM, you're without a goal, so you're in trouble because you have no guide. You keep finding items in 212. You keep finding items just on and on and on in 3M without a goal. And you can do it, too. You can have the PC's goal for the first GPM, and with great enthusiasm, and unbeknownst to either you or the PC, run right over into a foreign GPM and start finding items in this foreign GPM, and all of a sudden, nothing rocket reads, and the PC's rocket reads gone, and the PC's been all ARC broke for the last couple of sessions, and the auditor says, well, we just should keep on going because it's just his meanness. He is dramatizing some of the items. Well, you might be dramatizing the items, but what you've done is you've run into a GPM without a goal, and you're finding items without the PC's goal. That's the only thing that can really hang a case up, is running items without a goal. You can take that and mark it down in letters of fire inside your skull. You find items without a goal, you're in trouble. That for a goal is very important. A goal is a very important activity. So therefore, there will probably be lots of work done on how to find goals. I would say there's tremendous quantities of work. We did a lot of electronics work on this, and Dale just wrote me and told me that he had a better method of reading an oscilloscope, and he could read things with a magnitude of about 1 to 100 with a Mark V. That's pretty good. He can read 100 times more sensitive than a Mark V. That's fine. I'm glad of it. But that is not the zone of expansion. That is a zone of expansion. It would be very valuable if we could do it. That isn't what we need. I don't care how sensitive an instrument you've got. If the PC has not told you his goal, you're not going to get a read on it. Now, just figure that out. Oh, it'd be nice. You could probably detect, it'd be very useful. Don't let me run it down. What you need is a method of getting the PC to put his goal on a list. And I've been developing information along this line. I've been putting some things together with this. I'm quite cheerful about the whole thing. Seems to me that getting the PC to put his goal on the list is far, far more important than any other activity that we could conduct. Now, I expect to see goals finding move up into a very fine art and a very exact science and so forth. I've made a breakthrough which puts it through in that direction. We got lots of methods of finding goals, you understand that? But you need some very positive methods of finding goals. Now, one of the methods of finding goals is I'll show you how, just an adventure in goals finding. Method of finding goals. You get the PC to do a goals list, and then you keep nulling goals on the goals list until the PCARC breaks, and then go back through the last session's auditing and find out which goals still tick and do a represent on those goals until the PC gets the right goal. You see, he'll ARC break not because his goal is on the list, but because a near miss is on the list. All right, that would be a method of goals finding. I just showing you some adventurous lines of doing this. You'll use this, by the way. I've used it myself. I find it quite fascinating. If you go by a near wording of the PC's goal on a list, the PC can be expected to ARC break in the next session. That or the next session, say, he'll ARC break. Well, that's a goals method. Show you how wild these methods could be. You'll use the method sometime. Don't just laugh at it. You'll say, well, gee, you know, this PC's been all ARC broke ever since the November 3rd session. Look at these folders, you know. Look at the folder. Look at the auditor's reports here. Look at these auditor reports. Been sad character and hasn't been reading on the meter and had upsets with the auditor ever since that session. Oh, he's finding goals in that session. And here are the goals lists of that session. They all went out. Oh, yes, they all went out. But the auditor wasn't quite watching as closely as he might have been because one of them was still ticking. And that was not the PC's goal. That was a near miss. I'll give you an idea. The one on the PC put on the list was to eat catfish. And the PC's goal is to catch catfish. And you go over the top of it, the PCL ARC break, because you see it's a near miss. It's a nearly found out. And it acts just like any other withhold, missed withhold, and the PC gets upset. So it's a near wording of the goal. I've actually had a look back into this, and this is a fact. This is a fact. We thought before, and we're defeated on this, that we'd gone over the actual goal. We knew that was the case. That always ARC breaks the PC's goal is to catch catfish. The auditor goes down the line to catch catfish, you know. Catch catfish. Anything on this goal been suppressed, you know, and the meter falls, you know, off the pin. And the auditor says, that's clean, and goes on to the next goal. Sometime during the next half an hour, the PC's going to say, you know, the way you're acknowledging me is terrible. Your hand on the meter is bothering me. This, that, criticism. Next thing you know, full-blown ARC break. That was the exact goal it was going over. But look, it's more intimate than that. It is more intimate than that. You can go over the goal to catch fish. And the PC's goal is to catch catfish, see? And the PC will ARC break. Well, that's a method of goals finding then, isn't it? I consider that fascinating. It opens the door more ways than one. It tells us, although we're never supposed to represent a rock-slamming item, you can always write 3 or 4 or 5 goals after any goal. We're not representing it. We're trying to get various wordings of that exact goal. That's interesting, isn't it? More goals are missed by not quite the right wording. What happens when you take the PC's first GPM goal? It's all ready to be found. You see, and there it is. And this GPM goal is to scream. That's going to be the goal you're going to find. And you get the goal to be a screamer. Well, you know when you tiger drill that thing, it fires, bang, to be a screamer is what you found. The actual goal is to scream, see? To be a screamer, bang, rocket read, bang. Then it doesn't rocket read. Rocket read now disappears. It RSs. To be a screamer, RS, RS, RS. Sometimes you even get a dwindling RS. on a goal that close, you'll get a dwindling RS. Next thing you know, it only goes tick, tick, tick. Where'd it go? That was the PC's actual goal. It should have ticked. Then, when drilled with the left-hand buttons, suppressed, careful of them, failed to reveal, should have given a rocket read. And then, when prep checked, should have given a much better rocket read. Should have kept on rocket reading. That's the PC's goal. But this goal, it didn't behave that way. It goes bang, bang, tick. Well, it ticked in the first place. You drilled it. It went rocket read, rock slam, rock slam, rock slam, narrower rock slam, narrower rock slam, narrower rock slam, tick. Right in front of your eyes. You've got a goal there, which is almost the wording, but isn't quite. So when you see that, don't blow your brains out. Say, give me some other wordings for this goal. And amongst them, he will give you to scream. And when he gives you that, if you list on the meter, see, he gives you that, that goal is going to go, pew. It'll be a little bit suppressed, however. It'll only go that one fire, maybe, and then it doesn't fire, and it doesn't fire. And then you get the buttons in on it, the left-hand buttons, just the three of them, suppress, careful of them, fail, reveal, just those. And it just sits there and rocket reads from there on out. Interesting, isn't it? Has your PC's goal been a near miss, huh? Have you nearly found it? Now, there's one type of goal that's probably very easy to find. That's an Axiom 10 goal. Let's say, to impress people. And it goes, pew, pew, roop, tick, up, rocket read, tick, 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 slight blowdown. Reads with a slight DR. Nothing can be done with this thing now, see? To impress people. To shoot people. Rocket read, tick, gone. To drown people. You can get off on the line of doing something to people, don't you see? Actually, it's an Axiom 10 type of goal. If he's a Scientologist, say, give me some Axiom 10 goals. Just do a little list of Axiom 10 goals. You get something like to create effects. Bow! It rocket reads every time. You see? See what you've been doing. Now, therefore, in finding goals, you must maintain an out-hard list and not spend the rest of your life tiger-drilling something that only gives a consistent tick. You understand? You get a goal, you list a goal. I don't care now what method you're using. You list the goal against a meter. You take this list and null it by elimination. Take the last three or four in, put in the left-hand buttons on them, suppress, careful of, fail, reveal. Do a prep check with those, you know, repetitive buttons, not just fast check, on those last three. And one of them goes, oh, now you've got a career. Now you got a career. If you don't care what happens to Scientology, and it doesn't seem to matter whether we ever clear anybody up or not, this is the course you will take. Oh, well, I saw it rocket read once. I know, because I myself have made this mistake, see? I'm not now talking without experience in this. You can invest the next 25 or 30 hours on that damn goal. You can! You saw it rocket read. Wow! Cut my throat, see? You saw it, rocket read. Now just go on and prep check it. Give it another prep check. You don't then give it another prep check. Then you don't know what to do, so give it another prep check, see? And then put in the session rudiments for all those sessions and give it another prep check. It won't go out. It now only ticks, but it just won't go out. You understand? We'll just call that a goal that goes out hard. And you put it over here on the goal that goes out hard list. And don't you spend more than about 15 minutes on the thing. That's the secret. It rocket reads, polish it up. Can't get it to rocket read again, but it still ticks. It isn't going to go out, so forth. Put it over here on this goals that went out hard list. John Jones PC, and put the date each one of them went out hard. And when you're doing this list, you're doing his list, no matter what else you're doing, keep that goals that went out hard list. You understand? Now, if the goal was ever seen to rocket read, also mention that on your goals that went out hard list. Rocket red, March the 3rd, so forth. See? It doesn't mean anything that it rocket red beyond that it's a near miss. You keep trying to find the PC's goal, and every time you get one that when you put in the left-hand buttons on, you can't get it to rocket read again, but it did something interesting. Actually, the whole definition is that you can't get it to disappear. You put it over here on this list. Now, of course, if you find a goal that not only won't disappear, but sporadically every now and then rocket reads, you've got the PC's goal. So don't put that on the goals that went out hard list. You understand? You put that on your auditor's report as the PC's goal found and then get it checked out by somebody, and it'll rocket read for that person too. Now, if it doesn't rocket read for that person, don't immediately assign the fact that the instructor, the auditing supervisor, is suppressive. The facts of the case are, if it won't rocket read for the person who is checking it out, it just belongs over here on the goals that went out hard list. You understand? Don't make a career out of it. There's how you fail to find goals, by making a career out of those that go out hard. No, put them on a special list. I'll show you the reason for that in a moment. Put them over here on a special list. Give any data about that goal. The goal to catch catfish. Fired 3 times in target drilling and IRS. Of course, you're a complete knucklehead if you actually didn't do something else right there at that moment, see? It fired 3 times and RS'd and finally dwindled and, probably the goal is to catch fish. It's near, it's almost dead on, see? But it's just enough off so that it doesn't keep rocket reading. Now, therefore, let's lay down a few principles here. First and foremost, the PC does have a goal that can be found relatively easily. That's your first principle. Now, it's taken me a long time to learn that principle, so it'll take you a long time to learn that principle, too, so that you get a good subjective reality on it. The PC does have a goal that can be found. That's an interesting principle to lay down with that amount of violence. But you know the auditor that isn't used to finding goals, he sits there and he says, well, I don't know whether this, you know, maybe the PC's goal can't be found, you know. Therefore, he does limp and stupid things. See? His hope factor is very poor, so he said, well, we'll give him another prep check on auditing, and we'll do this, and we'll do that, and we'll do something else, and we'll do something else. No, you know, the goal is the only part of the case that is instantly findable if it is on a list. That's your next principle. The goal is the only part of the case, regardless of the condition of the case, which is instantly findable when contacted. You don't need huge electronics devices to find these goals. A common meter can find a goal. Actually, an old 1957 can find a goal. It'd be very nice to have a big electronic machine that did tell you more near misses. You could probably trace it down easier. But actually, you don't need them. A little old Mark V or a Mark IV is all you need. That'll do you just fine. It is the easiest thing to find on the case if the case is in shocking bad shape. That's another one that's interesting, too. Now, here's another basic principle. Goals processing is the only processing that is totally unlimited. You know, just take all ceiling off. You can always try to find goals. There is no ceiling on how many hours you can spend. But there is a ceiling on the number of hours you can spend finding items. And there is actually a ceiling on the number of hours of prep checking. You give the guy problems intensives and nothing but problems intensives. Let's say he's 25 years old. Well, let me assure you, by the time you've given him problems in, let's say, 8 or 9 or 10 problems intensives, about 120, 150 hours worth of processing, you're starting to hit a limit. What's going to limit you? Actually, you're running prehab buttons called the mid-route buttons. And they won't run forever, will they? They will run an awful long time. They will run so long that there's no reason to stress it or mention it to people. So, for instance, until you find a goal and get a bank clear, you can get one of the mid-route buttons on some subject stuck. Did you know that? You can get anxiety, for instance. Let's say anxiety. You can always find answers on an item. Anxiety. On this item, is there anything you've been anxious about? PC can always answer that. But actually, you've run anxious about on the subject of, since the last time I audited you, is there anything you've been anxious about? Now, you haven't found the guy's goal. You haven't got a clear GPM. So therefore, there's a limit on the number of times that question can be asked. Yes, it's a very wide limit, and it's something you're not going to run into, but there actually is a limit. Along about, if you don't find his goal and his first GPM, if you'd find out if you were auditing somebody for a year or so, without ever finding any GPM, you understand, or clearing that, that one fine day, hard mass would start to turn on by reason of your asking, well, since the last session, is there anything you've been anxious about? In other words, just like any other prehab level, it's been overrun. You understand that? So it's a limited action. It's not something you're going to run into, so stop worrying. Because you're going to clear this guy, you see. As soon as you get a GPM out of the way, well, the ceiling is off. All of the prehab buttons are now completely free again, and they'll all run to flat spots. But I'm just telling you that even prep checking of that particular type, depending as it does on what were originally prehab level buttons, has a zenith. But goals processing does not have. You can always find a goal. Now, there's only one reservation, is at any given time, there is only one goal to be found. So we reverse what we just said and say that it is unlimited. I'm saying your trying, you see, can be unlimited. But it does have a ceiling, which is finding the PC's goal. After you've found the PC's goal, you won't be able to find the PC's goal. You won't be able to stall anymore. You'll have to clear him now. But now take it over into overlisting. Take it out on him by overlisting, bypassing items in the GPM. That's the all you can do after you found his goal. That's the only way. That's mean of me, isn't it? I actually have more confidence in you than that, and I'm not sarcastic that way about your auditing. His, yes, but, you know, or in his, yes, but not yours. Okay. You'll go right on and clear him, won't you? All right. Thank you. After you found the PC's goal, you can't find the PC's goal. The only thing you can do from there on is clearing. You got that? That is the goal. But there is a point just short of finding the PC's goal that you can go on forever. And it's one of those things, Mary Sue and instructing and so forth has gotten very tired of this one. In fact, I'd say every few weeks I hear this remark, prep checking it forever. Some PC is doing some hard sell, you know. My goal is to enliven space opera, see? And, you know, he'll be in there with a hard sell. Well, it was seen to Rocket Reed in 1961, early in the year, once. And they have now run up 275 prep checking hours on this goal, and the PC is turned over to a new auditor, and the new auditor starts to prep check this goal. Oh, yes, it happens. Now, that's a method not finding the PC's goal, prep checking things that aren't his goal, that he merely hopes is. So we get the next principle. It is up to the auditor to find out if it is the PC's goal. Okay? That's up to the auditor to find it out. It isn't the responsibility of the PC, it's the auditor's responsibility. Now, if you look over goals finding in these various lights, you will find out that it's a rather simple activity, providing you're in there trying to find the PC's goal. Now, I'm working on routine 2, GX, and I'll be talking to you about that later. Now, that is a prep check, which possibly will make the PC spit his goal out, and very possibly it'll work, and possibly it won't work. But there is a workable process now on the subject of goals, which is a relatively simple process. And this can be run forever, until, of course, you find the PC's goal. If you are unlucky enough to find the PC's goal, of course, you can't run this process anymore, because the only way you can find the PC's goal again and do all that again is after you've gotten rid of the whole GPM that that goal is connected with, which is 17, 20, 30 items, something like this. And when you've gotten rid of that GPM, see, then you can go through it all over again. But you have to get rid of you have to go to the work of getting rid of this GPM before you can go at the endless business of finding the PC's goal again. So I'm happy to be able to tell you that it doesn't completely end with the finding of one goal. Now, how do you go about finding this goal? Well, you better find it. Well, how do you find it? Take the oldest item. Valid, invalid, rumored, thought of, hoped for, rocket read, or rock slammed, or was never even found on a meter. We don't care what, or under whose authority it was found, or anything else. We care nothing about these things. Found in some ACC, you see, we don't care where. Let's get that one. That's the first one ever found. That's the first reliable item for goals finding, as far as we're concerned, see. Probably doesn't even belong to the bank, but it might. Who knows? It doesn't now have to read. No other conditions attached to this thing. We don't have to know if it's a terminal, if it's an op term, anything. Don't have to know anything about this. When we find this, get the PC to tell us or get it out of his auditor's report. We take that one. We find the next item of this character and the next item of this, anything ever found on this PC. We don't care if it was a dynamic assessment. We don't care how it was found. We don't care if somebody dreamed it up. We don't care if it was what was found so we could run the rock. We don't care if it was something an auditor got a tick on so that he could one day run OW on it. We don't care what it is. It's anything that was ever found on that PC. And we put this on a list. We put these items on a list as accurately as we can, but regardless, without losing any. Get a whole list of these things and bring it right on down to present time and include on it all R212, 210, 3GA crisscross, whether gotten from a rock-slamming item or not. We don't care. In other words, let's just pick up all this debris. Let's get the whole lot. That's our first step in modernly finding goals. Our next step is an elementary one that is so elementary, it's horrible. We take the meter, and we put down a sheet of paper, and we take the first terminal, and we simply list from the question, what might the goal of a, whatever the item is, B. That's our question. What might the goal of A, you know? Let's say the first item ever found was a rock. What might the goal of a rock be? See? The idea. And now how long do we list that? Well, there's a couple of you I'm kind of mad about overlisting, so I won't make any bright cracks about it. But if I catch you going 19, 20, 30, 70, 80, 90, 200 pages with that goals list off of the rock, I'm going to... Well, I'll give you a psychiatric consultation. How's that? Because it's a little short list. It's a little dinky list, you know, about so. Maybe two columns, maybe two sheets of paper. And look, every few items the PC gives you, you got to learn this trick because it's a new trick in listing. And it's a trick which is in goals finding, and it'll be a trick in the later banks of the GPM and so forth. Not for the first one. You can still count on your 25 for the first one. 25 after the last RS, or whatever, or last RR. But it's the trick of reading a question to see if it reads. Not tiger drilling it so it'll read, but seeing if the question will read. What might the goal of a rock be? That's your question. And you're only going to list goals until that question reads clean. Got it? That doesn't absolutely guarantee that the goal, if it is to be on that list, is on the list. There's no absolute guarantee of it. So, do two, three more. I get the idea. You'll find out that if it reads, the list is not complete, but that it is clean does not mean the item is on the list yet. Almost, maybe. Do two or three more. Do a few more beyond this clean point for that item, and then knock it off. You're through with that item unless you just have completely horrible bad luck. Now, you listed these things on the meter, didn't you? And you watched this meter carefully for RRs and RSs, and you marked each one of those goals when they RS'd and RR'd. You got it? What might the goals of a rock be? And you read that occasionally, asking the PC the question. You also read it on the meter, don't you see? You say, what might the goal of a rock be? And you see that that doesn't read. And so you say, all right, well, give me two or three more, and I'll end this list, something like that. You do. And make sure that you get the RRs and RSs, see? And then, you got that now. You got that. Now, you don't pick the RRs and RRs off or do anything stupid like that. You take this sheet of paper, which is in front of you now, and you simply put your meter right back where it was, and you know that list by elimination. Pocket to pocket to pocket to pocket to pocket. You'll find it's a clean, neat list. Then null them. And any read of any kind that you get, you leave it in. You call each one three times. Remember the old three bark proper position? Maybe the PC didn't hear it the first time. So you say, to be a catfish, to be a catfish, to be a catfish. Don't scream it at the PC. Use a fairly normal tone of voice. To be a catfish, to be a catfish, to be a catfish. All right. And don't bother telling it read or didn't read. You don't care anything about that. Now, if it got no read of any kind, and there's big adjudications on this. Well, let's see, if it ticked once and then didn't tick twice, then is it in or is it out? You know, well, we'll hold some courts on that so that we can finally decide some findings concerning it. I just tell you the thing has to be in. Actually, if it reads two times out of the three, it's for sure in. And if it reads on a tick on the third one, it's probably in too. But it's adjudications of that character you'll have to get used to. Now, those things, we take them down the line, and we take them the whole list. We've done this item, what might the goal of a rock be? We've done a list on the thing against the meter. Those things are marked with RRs and RSs. We don't pay any attention to the RRs and RSs. All we do is null the whole list by elimination. Bang, that leaves us. Maybe we go over it maybe twice, and things go out, and we're left there with maybe three goals. And on those three goals, we put in the left-hand buttons of the big midroads. Suppress, careful of them, fail to reveal, and we do it more or less by a prep check basis. And simple. This is real simple, because if it's ever going to rocket read, it's going to rocket read because you got those three buttons off of it. You understand? You can put in all the rest of it, but that's after a goal has proved itself up a bit, and you're curious about it. All right, and none of those three fire. They didn't fire, didn't respond, didn't anything. But also, one of them didn't lose its tick. Got that? Didn't lose its tick. Never fired. It falls occasionally. It behaves peculiarly, but you don't have rocket reads on it. You transfer that goal over to the goals that went out hard list, say what item it came from, that it did or didn't rocket read, and so forth. You put it over there, and then you take this whole sheet, and you attach it to your goals folder for the PC, and you forget about the rock. You got it? You just forget about that. That's gone now. That's gone. And you take the next item in sequence, that is, the next oldest item the PC has had, and you do it exactly the same thing. You got it? And you exhaust all of the items you've got for that PC up to the time when you actually do find the PC's goal. You got it? Now, the only variation that happens is if you get one that rocket reads, rock slams, fires, doesn't fire, ticks. Get all the big midroots in on the thing again and see if it does anything else. And it just ticks. You say, this goal is awful close to it. So you do a little represent on that goal. You got it? You take another little sheet of paper, see? And you say, all right, now we have this goal here to be a screamer. Can you state this in other ways? Or can you give the same sense in other ways? And he finally says, well, to listen, to howl, to screech, to scream, to yell, to make a noise, to be noisy. And so you say, that's fine, because, of course, in the meantime, listing on the meter, you've seen this thing to scream, rocket read. And you say, all right, now I want to give you this goal. I want to give you these goals, and you just do the same action you've done with the other goals. In other words, you go over them, you null them, and so on. You'll see this goal to scream fire. And you say, all right, and you null them out, and now three of them fired, now one of them is firing. To scream, you say, all right, now on to scream. Remember, today it isn't ever on the goal to scream or anything like that. It's on to scream. Has anything been suppressed, you know? Has anything you've been careful of? Anything you fail to reveal? And this thing is firing on its midroot buttons. You say, ha, 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 ha. It's firing on its midroot buttons. And bang, bang, and then all of a sudden it fires. Because, of course, it's been suppressed by finding the near miss, don't you see? And it'll fire, 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 and that's it. And you take it and get it checked out, and it'll fire, and it'll fire, and it'll fire. And the real goal, on a case, the only thing, it just keeps on firing from there on out. Got that? We do that to every item the guy's got. Every item you can dig up on the case. Don't find new items, because someday you'll turn off his R&RS. What if the R&RS has been turned off on the case by finding too many items by some eager beaver? Doesn't matter. The goal will still RR. If you find it, it'll RR. See, it's the only safe process there is, actually, finding goals. Interesting, isn't it? Now, I've said it's the only safe process there is. Let me emphasize it just a little bit further. It is one of the best processes there is. If you were never going to find a goal, it would be good auditing. Because every goal you find, and everything you straighten out for this PC, and every goal you get rid of for the PC, and every goal the PC lists makes him read a little better on the meter, feel a little better, get rid of a few more somatics. One of the rules that goes with this, there are not very many rules, there aren't any beyond what I've told you. The PC turns on a severe somatic or sin on a goal. Why? Run the buttons on the thing till it goes off. But that can get you in a trap. The PC can sell you a goal that way, and it never rocket reads, so clean it up as best you can. Actually, you can practically cripple a PC, but also you can run a goal like to create and almost take his head off. It never rocket read, but you just, for some reason or other, keep on drilling it. And, of course, it is the PC's goal in the 10th GPM. Of course, that's a strong enough goal to blow his head off anyhow. Now, you keep putting these goals that went out hard over on this list, and you don't forget that goals that went out hard list, because you very well may have his second goal, or his third goal, or his fifth goal for the GPM on that first list. That's very interesting. And one of the things that auditors are doing is finding the goal that belongs to the second GPM before finding the goal in the first GPM, and therefore they don't get beautiful rocket reads, and the PC just gets prep checked forever, and this is a bunch of nonsense. Why? Well, it's PC's goal, all right. Of course, he'll ARC break the telemet. Isn't his goal, because it is his goal, but it belongs to the second GPM, or the third, or the fourth, or the fifth. You see? Of course, it won't go out. It won't rocket read, either, and it's sure not ready to run, man. If you were to run that, you'd plow him straight in, because he's no more ready to go into that second GPM than he is to jump off the Empire State Building with complete impunity. That's too much for him. So you keep that goals that go out hard list, and you'll eventually find the PC's goal. Now, this is a terrific way to do an intensive. Terrific way to do an intensive. Now, what about raw meat? What about raw meat? They don't have a bunch of items, do they? Well, why don't you find some? Why don't you find some? How would you go about finding these? Actually, you don't have to do very much to find some kind of items. You could find them as lousily and as sloppily and as stupidly as some items have been found in the history of Scientology, you know. You could do that. You could say, well, who haven't you really liked? And he said, well, I don't know, Aunt Jezebel. Sure hated her guts. Didn't RR, doesn't RS, doesn't do anything. He hated Aunt Jezebel. So you ask, well, what's Aunt Jezebel's goal? You ask why. Well, you only need to look at the March 13th line plot to find out why. The op term is far more likely, you see, to carry the PC's goal than the terminal. And the older it is, the earlier it was found on the PC's case, the more likely it is to be an op term that carries the goal. Now, what if you went through all of these lists and all of these items? Suppose you only had five, and you went through all of these and you didn't find them. You didn't find anything. You know, the least productive lists and the list that'll give you the least action were the terminals. And the list which gave you the most actions were the op terms. That's interesting, isn't it? So you now could take this hatful of items that you found, separate out those that didn't give anything that even whispered, and call those things terminals, and then list goals with another question. What goal would a failure be an overt against? Now, you can almost take the very low-toned sounding items, and those two would probably be the end of bank terminals, and you can run that question. You run it the same way. You do exactly the same things. You just make a little list here. What goal would a failure be an overt against? And, of course, the PC gives you the proper goal for that. You've got another crack at it with the same terminals. You got the idea? We just list them at first, though, and your most success will simply be treat them all as just items. List them all with the same question, what might be the goal of, you'll find that. You'll at least find the family of the PC's goals, because eventually you'll have them sitting over here on the goals that went out hard list, and that will give you the family of goals that the PC has. I wouldn't depend too much on deduction of this sort of thing, but anything I ever saw Rocket read, I'd get different versions of. You follow that? Well, now, that is actually a goals intensive, and it's not the action to find the PC's goal. It is auditing to better the PC. You see that? It's just auditing to better the PC. He'll get closer and closer to realizing his goal the more of this auditing you do. The more goals you process, the more goals you get rid of, the more goals you straighten up, the happier you make the PC. In this, the less you worry him, the more likely he is to put his goal on the list. So the action is to get the PC straightened up so that he will put his goal on the list. You see that? The biggest trouble in goal finding is the PC has not put his goal on the list. You see that? That's the trouble with goal finding. Why hasn't he? Well, he isn't close enough to it yet. How do you put him close enough to it? Get him to go through goals and drill them and straighten them up, and he'll have a ball. In other words, a goals intensive. Just sit down and audit him through finding goals. And fortunately, that has a termination point, because when you find the PC's goal, as you will, why, you can't do any more goals finding. You have to run 3M and clear him. I'm sorry, but that's true, because the only time you can do more goals finding and run this goals intensive on him, of course, is when you've gotten rid of all of the first GPM. And now when you've gotten rid of that, of course, you can go back and get him some real auditing, which is goals fighting again. Trouble is, it gets interrupted after the first GPM. The PCs, you're just about to go through this and list goals on the next upturn that you found in the next bank, and you're just all straightened out, and he says, my goal is to catch catfish. And you, nuts. Once in a while, though, you'll lay an egg. PC puts his goal on the goal as an RI opposed list. That's the last item on the bank. It doesn't fire on that list. You go over the top of it. PCARC breaks. You can't understand what's wrong. You have to take it off the list before it fires again. It's very interesting. It won't fire while on the list. You've got to take it off the list to make it fire again. Little oddities of that character you'll run into. Now, what happens if the PC doesn't have any items at all? And you don't care to go into any old 3GA or any action to get some items off the PC to list goals against, there is still the oldest known goals method, which is you just list a whole bunch of goals, list them on the meter, just as you would, watch for your RRs, keep the PC listing goals, keep him listing goals, listing goals, listing goals, and eventually why tone arm action tends to go out of the thing and the thing fires and you explore around and follow the same rules I gave you for the other one. You can then even find goals without finding any items. This PC gets a favorite goal. He gets stuck on the goal. You say, well, you can even move him off that by listing a bunch of goals. What goal would you have after the goal something had failed? The one he's stuck on. And he'll move into the next bank. You've got TA action back on your goals. You can always restore TA action back on your goals by getting the bank before, the bank after, the goal he is enamored with. See? And you'll get all kinds of interesting combinations of things. The point I'm making here is that goals finding is processing. You had better treat it as processing. And the better it is as processing, the more likely you are to find the PC's goal. That is the basic message in all this. Goals shouldn't be a hectic, screaming finding that only has a result if you find the PC's goal. It is actually processing. It is good processing. If it is well done, the PC comes way upscale, even when you haven't found his goal, you see. If you're really doing it well and not annoying the PC, PC comes way up, and all of a sudden one day he says, oh, he says, my goal is, and you've got it. There weren't one PC's done that. You can actually bring the PC into a frame of mind where it presents you with his goal if you just keep finding his goals efficiently and handling them efficiently and so forth. Now, that's the biggest barrier in clearing people, is finding people's goals. And the basic breakthrough on this thing is just a simplification of how you do it and using the oldest items that a PC has and listing them in that fact and nulling his list in little short lists. And listing the questions clean, getting enough goals to clean the question. You'll eventually find the PC's goal if you just keep this up. And then you take those goals that went out hard, you can actually go down the line and get different wordings for those goals that were seen to RR. You can fool around with that list a little bit and bang, the PC will give you his goal. You can find the PC's goal. And finding goals is some of the most excellent processing it is, and the most unlimited processing the PC can have. I'd sail ahead with this because there isn't really too much trick. As far as blowing goals is concerned, goals are blown by finding the number of items or more which you find on the March 13th, 1963 HCOB line plot. If you found those items and maybe a few more, and so forth and so on, why somebody has blown a goal. But if you haven't found the items for that goal like that, then the PC hasn't blown a goal, and that's all you can say about that. But finding goals is something you're going to have to do. The more GPMs you find, the easier it is to find goals. That's for sure. Finding the first one is the hardest, but also it happens to be the best processing you can give the PC, so you win in all directions. Okay? All right. Thank you very much. Good night.